Wait, you were what? You're watching a video that said that?
I was watching a video, and the kid, I would totally say who it was if I knew who it was, but he just was protesting, and he had a sign that said, "Bring back bullying." People were getting mad at him, saying, "Why the hell are you doing that?" And he's like,
"So they were...
They were pissed off.
So they were bullying him.
They were pissed off that he had a sign.
So he succeeded."
He did. But he was saying, come on, if it's declining at an alarming rate, if it keeps going the way it's going, it'll be gone completely. Bullying saved my life.
Wait.
Made me the man I am today. If it wasn't for that, I don't know what would happen to me or the kids I bullied.
You know, sometimes you just need a little bit of bullying in your life. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I feel like... Otherwise, you just get away with anything and everything.
It's possible.
So welcome back to the That's Movies Brother podcast, where we are fully condoning bullies.
Bring it back. We need a little bullying in our lives.
Bring it back. Not bullying's great.
I've got the best bullies. I'll bring them. I've seen them. They are the best bullies I've ever seen. I've said it.
I walked in the room. I said, wow, what a bunch of bullies. All right, there's our horrible Donald Trump impressions.
That Biden guy? Wow, what a bully.
Anyways, yeah, after, gosh, a long time. It's been like 9 months, I think, since we've done a podcast on That's Movies Brother.
It's a long time.
And as you can tell, it is not Nate sitting across from me right now.
I'm not?
You sound a little bit different.
Oh, that's right.
So we have Mac Jarvis with us.
Hello.
Not just today, but forever. Nate.
You promise?
I'm so sorry, but he's no more.
He's gone.
Nah, Nate's still here. Just not here today. But we are, the podcast is changing up a little bit, as in we are adding a third official co-host.
I'm now third wheeling officially.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. We are now on a tricycle.
Yeah, this is a tricycle. So we need the third wheel. This is important now. So, yeah.
Hey, look. The most stable object in the whole world, the most stable shape, is a triangle.
Says who?
Says me.
I've seen the best triangles. Okay.
So
the Trump triangle. You should see it.
Anyways. So, yeah. We are going to be doing podcast episodes again on here on That's Movies Brother. We're back. I don't know exactly how consistently we're going to be back, but hopefully consistently. It's not going to be another 9 months. But yeah, and Nate will still be here. We just have three hosts now. It's me, Mac, and Nate. So there might be some episodes without Nate. There might be some episodes without Mac. There might be some episodes without me. But we're going to keep it revolving throughout the three of us. And Mac's actually been on, how many episodes have you been on now? Two, I think, before
this?
I
think just two. It was during the Spider-Man.
Well, the first one you were on was Eternals.
Was it Eternals?
Yeah.
Oh, no, then I've been on three.
What was the first one?
I want to say it was Eternals.
Spider-Man.
And did we do a all in where we had everyone? No, we tried to do an all where you got everybody that was
on
those.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that.
Man, scheduling's hard.
I know. Scheduling is hard.
Tried to get everybody from every single Spider-Man episode on the same podcast.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Hey, it is what it is. Yeah. COVID.
But, yeah, so you were on the Eternals podcast episode because you went with me and Nate to the pre-screening of that.
That's right.
And then you were also on when Spider-Man No Way Home was coming out, we did a recap of all the different Spider-Man series, and we picked a guest for each series. Mac was on the Amazing Spider-Man.
It was amazing.
Dude, those movies, bro.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so he's been on a few episodes, so if you want to go back and listen to those and...
Probably the worst episodes of That's Movies Brother.
Get a feel for them, but I don't think you're going to need to, because today is all about us. It's getting to know the boys. Man, we had an episode back when the podcast first started, like a few episodes in, just called Getting to Know the Boys. And maybe this is Getting to Know the Boys Part 2. I don't know yet. We'll figure out what we're going to title it.
That's wholesome.
So, yeah, we're just going to be doing kind of some introductions for Mac here, and then really learning his whole life story. Are you excited, guys? And also mine, because
what a tragedy.
Not my whole life story, but like, it's been a long time, and we might have some new viewers here, so this is kind of like we're relaunching this podcast. So I'm excited for it.
That sounds magical.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty.
I'm excited. I've always
sounds magical.
Oh,
Mac?
Oh no!
I'm so sorry.
It's already started. It's the downhill.
Oh no!
No, it sounds awesome. I really enjoyed even just. I've always wanted to do podcast stuff forever, and when I heard you were doing yours, I was like, "Dang, I'm jealous."
I missed out.
I was a little bit of peanut butter and jealous.
Well, you're here now, so.
Oh yeah. So I'm here to ruin it all, and you can blame me when it's all over.
Yeah, if you guys hate this podcast, just go follow Mac and just comment on his like social media and tell him how much he ruined it. We're just gonna put it all on him.
Yeah, you can always follow me on Instagram at MacJArts. MAC.
Plugging already? Come on, you gotta make it through a full episode for the plug.
All right. Here's the deal. I've always wanted to be an illustrator, and I am terrible at producing work. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna make an Instagram and put all my work.
Oh, your work's fantastic.
Oh well, that appreciate it.
If I ever get a tattoo, I'll probably have you draw it. If I ever do,
dude, I'd love to. You know how many people have like asked me that?
But have you actually done it? Have they followed through?
And gotten the tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Dope. Oh, yeah, cool. For sure. All the ones I've got, I drew.
Yeah.
I've got like cool. 7 or 8. But I've probably, it's like, that's the lame thing. When you have a friend who does art or went to school for art or draws or something, like, oh, the first thing you get is, hey, you want to draw a tattoo for me?
So I'm generic is what you're talking
about.
You're
being so generic. Oh, no. It's cool. I like doing it because it's kind of probably the most flattering thing that, as me being somebody with a crappy liberal arts degree that's not in any way probably useful, yeah. Like, no, I like that. I enjoy it. I'd do it for free for everybody. I'm just like, I just like doing it. I don't care about it. It's just, if I make money, that's cool.
Yeah. No,
it's always a bonus.
That's dope. Oh God, my brain just stopped working all of a sudden. Anyways, so
remember, I'm the one with the crappy liberal arts degree, so you're not allowed to say
that. I went to I didn't finish, but I went to a performance school, like college, for acting.
Yeah, but that's California. cooler than me. I'm like, oh, I put pictures on the fridge.
Yeah, but pictures on the fridge, is that where all your hey, you put pictures on bodies. Okay,
that's true. Yeah,
that's.
I've actually given tattoos too.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've given two. I've given three. I am not in any way condoning that I like to do that out of your house.
Yeah, I don't. I would not trust myself.
You can make it. It's. I mean, all right. It sounds sketchier than what it is. Most of my tattoos are all been done out of somebody's house.
Sounds sketchier than what it was. It in prison? Is this where you?
Ah, oh, jeez. How many packs of smokes did I have to give? No. It wasn't. It wasn't in prison. I've never been to prison. Never been arrested. I'm a good boy.
Lame.
No, but like I just growing up, I knew guys in my hometown that are they're able to, you know, practice on a bunch of really drunk people, and so they
you
got
were
good.
All drunk.
No. Drunk I was great. But they had a bunch of drunk friends, so they got good because they were able to continuously give crappy tattoos, and still they got until they got good, and still,
yeah,
they're giving good tattoos now. And so I'm like, you know what? This is great. And it's not like he's using dirty needles or something. It's all legit. It's just as good as it would be in a tattoo shop. And
if you say so. I'm sorry. I'm not trusting you with a needle, my friend.
Dude, I wouldn't. I suck at giving tattoos.
Okay.
I didn't have enough drunk friends. That's what it was.
That's a horrible. Yep. Taking advantage of your drunk friends to give them tattoos. What a good friend you are.
No, I'm not doing that. That's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm kidding.
I'm the good guy.
Sure. But yeah, me and Mac have like been hanging out like consistently again, and every time we get together, we sit and talk about movies for at least an hour. And we're like, why aren't we recording this? And then we're like, we need to bring back the podcast. But I want to actually get into how we met, just because that's an interesting story.
Oh, it's so funny.
Because it's interesting because we again, like, I just moved closer to Mac, so we're hanging out more. But there was a while that we weren't hanging out, and it's like, it's such a, not a weird friendship or relationship.
It's no, it's weird.
Like, is it weird? I wouldn't call it weird.
I think it's weird, but it's cool. It's
any,
fun.
No, I don't think there's any, but that's the thing. I don't think there's any weird friendships or relationships because they all start very differently.
So here's the thing. you're probably my first, like, adult. So you grow up, you have friends, and you get older together, right?
Yes.
That's how a lot of people get friends. Yeah. You're the first, like, friend I've had that's, like...
You made as an adult?
Yeah. I'm like, you're like my adult friend.
That's so boring. I hate that.
It sounds either boring or vastly inappropriate, but... and I think we touched on it a little bit on previous podcasts, how we met and stuff.
Yeah, but again, I'm almost pretending like those didn't even exist. We are, we got to get right into...
That's Movie's Brother, dude. Mark II.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but yeah, we met on, we were doing extra work in Atlanta on...
So on set of a movie.
On a movie. Perfect. Doing probably the worst thing you could probably do if you want to get into the movie business.
What, extra work?
Being an extra, getting paid $8 an hour.
Not the worst thing you could do. It's not the best thing you could do, but it's not the worst thing.
If you're just there to have fun, you don't care about sitting around trying to be quiet forever while they're trying to film a cinematic masterpiece.
If you've never done extra work and you want to get into the industry, it's a very easy way to get on set and figure out what set life is like.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's good for that. And you can make some connections. But if you really want to like act, you don't want to spend your time doing a bunch of extra work.
No. So. I think unless you hit that one in a million shot where the director is just like, you, come here.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I don't know who the actor is, but it's an actor in the movie The Big Short. I heard this story and there was an extra who I don't think was... saying like he didn't have any lines. A featured extra is like an extra, but they have lines, but they only show up in that one scene and they're just an extra. But he was just an extra and they needed someone to say some lines and they picked him and he said some lines and then apparently they liked the way he said it or whatever. And so they gave him more lines and it just grew and grew and grew and he became a part in the actual movie and then it like helped launch his career. And you guys are going to kill me for this, but I actually haven't seen The Big Short, so I'd have to watch it.
Oh, you guys are going to kill me for this. I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. Oh, it's a movie about, you know, like shorting like stocks and stuff is. I don't remember what year it was. But
see, I'm thinking it was some kind of like childhood like sports movie, Bad News Bears, where there's just a bunch of like little kids who are just small or something, and they're having to, you know, win this tournament to be the number one team, and they've got
the number one short guy.
The number one.
No, so The Big Short is a movie that it came out in 2015, and it has Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Christian Bale, Brad Pitt.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a big movie.
Yeah. And it's about like Wall Street and how
when did you say that
right
came
now.
Out?
2008, Wall Street.
2008.
Guru Michael Burry realizes that number of subprime home loans are in danger of defaulting. Anyway, so they basically short the stock and they make a ton of money. And it's some crazy movie about all that.
So you know why that movie didn't do good and Wolf of Wall Street did?
Why?
It's because you get a very attractive woman to be half naked in it.
Oh, okay. But
unfortunately, that's kind of what sells.
It did win the Academy Award for Best Writing.
Really?
I know it was nominated for.
I don't
stuff.
Know why I've never heard of that movie.
Oh yeah,
I've probably heard about it and just like The Big Short. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I need to watch it. But anyways, the whole point of that being like
maybe we'll do an episode on it.
Sure, I'm down.
Wall Street movies.
We should just do The Wolf of Wall Street and that in the same episode. But apparently that. Movie had an extra who got like promoted to a featured extra and they liked him and they like wrote him more parts in the movie and it like helped boost his career. I don't know who it is. I just heard this story again. I probably would have a better understanding if I had seen the movie, but yeah, so extra work. That's how me and Mac met on the set of a little movie called The Duff.
The Duff.
Which was such like a, I don't know how else it's like a Disney Channel movie.
No, it is not.
But that was in theaters. Come on. It was very similar.
I think it had like the actors to make it a Disney Channel movie because it's like it's got those actors that, you know, they're obviously too old to be high schoolers, but they're in high school. Like some of them are like 30 or something when they were filming it playing some 18-year-old. But it's like, you know, one of those things where it's like these two kids, there's the popular boy, there's the ugly girl who has to then somehow fall in love with the popular boy and they go to prom and something. It's one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, they dance to Lady in Red.
Do they?
The dance. I don't know, but...
I was going to say,
there's a 50-50 chance.
Oh, there's probably a lot higher chance than that. It made $43 million.
On a budget of what?
I don't know. But 43 million is not a lot.
No, it's not. Well, I mean,
it won the Teen Choice Award for Choice Movie Villain.
Well, it's like they have like the bad girls in it, like the bully girls that are part of the clique.
Yep. 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 So, yeah, that movie happened and we were in it.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
And we were in, so we were extras for like a house party scene.
Yes.
So we show up and we're there for like 2 days. The first day I get there and I'm dumb, I guess, because this is a high school party. I have a beard. I'm walking in like I've been like stranded on an island.
And
like,
I wasn't there for that first day.
Were you not?
I don't think so. I think it was the second one.
Are you sure?
Because you didn't have a beard.
I thought I met you with the beard. No?
Okay. Negative.
Well, I had a beard and they never told me to shave it because you send them pictures of what you look like so they can be like, yeah, you're good for the extra work, whatever.
Well, I think being a high school party, it's probably okay to have some people with beards because it's like...
No, dude, my beard was like a beard.
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, I do not look high schoolish. So I basically sat in the room that they like put all the, not the cast, just the extras, like a holding tank full of us extras or whatever, and they would pick a few people at a time to come on set. I don't think I got picked for a single scene. They did never pick me for a scene. I sat there for like 12 hours doing nothing. And I was like, I met some other people and they also had beards and they didn't get picked for anything either. And I'm like, okay. I was like, maybe I shave for tomorrow because I'm coming back for tomorrow.
You couldn't have just like said to the grip or whoever's picking people, just like, hey, I bought all the alcohol. I'm the guy who's 21.
That's me. I'm like the cool older brother at the party.
The one who's going to get charged with all the felonies when the cops come.
Exactly. So like in the background, you see me like,
when the police show up.
And, yeah. Just like just running around like I'm on coke. Like, man, just back and forth.
The lore on this extra is deep.
Yeah. Go check it out. I'm the one that's coked out in the background.
It's 80s party.
So no, but I had a beard. And I didn't get picked for anything. I met some other people and they also had beards, like two other guys. And I was like, should I shave? No, that's not true. I did get picked for something. Let me restart this story. I'm butchering this. I got picked for like one little thing, but I'm there for like 12 hours. I didn't get picked for anything else. And a lot of the other extras were like constantly on screen, on set, in the background doing stuff. I got picked for one thing. And I was like, I don't just want to sit here all day tomorrow like I did today. I was like, maybe I should shave. But it's a movie. You need continuity. So they're like, you need to look
anything,
the same. But I got picked for one scene.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the important part of this that I forgot. So I did get picked for one thing, but I was like, I don't want to just sit around for like 90% of the day like I did this first day. Maybe I should shave. But I was like, no, because it's consistency. Like, you know, it's the same scene that they're filming both days, just different angles, different shots, whatever. So I was like, okay, I don't know if I should. And so I brought my razor just in case I decided to, like, on set. We show up. It's me, these two other guys I met. One of the guys, we all had beards. One of the guys shows up completely full shaven. And I was like, you did it. He's like, yeah, bro, I'm not just sitting around all day. I want to work. So I was like, okay. I look at the other guy. I was like, we should go shave. And we both brought our razors. So like, all right. So we run in the bathroom. We shave. We come out. We were picked for, like, the whole rest of the movie. Or that's those scenes.
Typecasting.
So if you watch the movie... Because I actually look like a high schooler with, you know, a baby face with no facial hair. If you watch the movie and you look for me at the house party scene, you will see me behind the main characters, partying it up, full beard. No joke, it'll be on one of them. They're talking. I'm behind them. It'll literally cut to the other person who's talking to them. I'm also behind them, but without a beard. So you're cutting back and forth, and it's me with a beard and then me without a beard.
So that kind of leads into the whole evil twin scenario. Of this character I'm building lore for. You have, there's Tyler Gillette. This is his evil twin who's got the beard.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm telling you.
Okay, if you say so. Speaking of evil twins, that's how me and Mac met. We're both evil twins of people, apparently.
Oh, that's true, yep.
I don't remember like the first words I ever said to you. Somehow we just ended up sitting next to each other and we started, guess what? Talking about movies. Geeking out about...
Yep.
Marvel movies, about nerdy stuff. So yeah, so we started talking about like superhero stuff and that's where we kind of hit it off. And one of the first things I said to him was, hey man, you look like Seth Rogen. Except I feel like everyone else was saying it and I didn't have to say it. And he was like, yeah, everyone's saying it. Everyone always says that.
Oh, I know. And it's not gotten better.
No,
it's not.
Really?
No. Well, I've okay. So
hold on. When did we film this? When did we meet? What year was it?
Probably about a year before that movie came out.
2014?
No.
It came out 2015.
So it was probably 2014.
Dang. So I like how you're like, yeah, man, you're my adult friend. I graduated high school in 2014. So I had just graduated. So I was an adult. I was 18, but I was 18.
So, okay. So we were making the joke about you being the weird older brother at a party because of your beard. And then, or in my mind, I was thinking maybe the uncle that's a little too comfortable around high schoolers. Maybe that could be your character. But in all actuality, it was me being the older person hanging out with 18-year-olds thinking I'm like, hey, this is my new friend.
Well,
I'm a little too comfortable around high schoolers.
We are friends, so what is that to say?
Hey, look. It is what it is.
Yeah, so how old were you in 2014?
Oh, don't make me do math. Oh, gosh. All right, 2014. How many years ago was that?
That was, it's 2022, so that's 6 years ago?
Six. All right.
No. Oh, my God. That's eight.
8 years ago?
14 to 26 plus two is eight.
All right, 8 years ago. Well, I'm 31.
Okay. So... Bee boo bee boo bee boo bee boo.
23.
Okay, so you were 23.
Yep.
And I was 18.
Yeah, man. Oh, wow. The thing that's funny is I didn't even realize that's how old you were. And even like to this day, I'm always like, oh yeah, you're like,
I'm 26.
A good bit younger than me.
Yeah. It doesn't feel that way though. Because I have other friends that are the same age as you. Like, honestly, this is one of those things you hear when you're a kid where it's like, you know, when you or as you grow up, you kind of learn this as well. But it's like, you know, after a certain age, like really after high school, almost like age doesn't really matter. It's just maturity level and like who you enjoy hanging out with. Yeah, you can have an immature 29-year-old who I would be like, you're acting like you're 18. I'm not going to hang out with you. And then you can have a mature 20-year-old that me at 26, I'll hang out with a 20-year-old if they're cool and they act like they're.
And for us, it's perfect because we both act like we're five. So
yeah,
that,
exactly. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We looked like it too on the set of that show.
Oh, gosh. Fully yeah. Shaded. I think that's one of the big things. I think that was one of the moments where I was like, man, I really don't ever want to shave again.
Because I haven't shaved since.
No, I've shaved. I mean, I like to do Halloweens and stuff and dress up. And so a lot of the characters I'll be like, I was Fred.
Yeah,
from Scooby-Doo 1 year, and I had to shave, and oh gosh, I hated it. It was.
You shaved this year too.
I didn't shave. I just like took my trimmers down to a one.
You basically shaved.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, but having to use a razor and actually shave your beard is not fun for somebody who never shaves.
Dude, I like never shave very rarely, but I had to for acting headshots because I needed some clean shaven, bro. It irritates my skin. I get red bumps.
Oh, absolutely. You can be any age, and that will happen. Not like some like kids who don't know how to shave.
No, I know, but I'm wondering if I just have a bad razor or if it's just because my skin's not used to it.
I don't know.
Could be both. I don't know what a good razor is because I don't use them. So.
Well, if it's a new razor, it's going to shave you pretty good.
I always get a new razor because I only shave like once every couple of years. Yeah. So I always got to get a new one anyways.
Well, that's how I am. I get like the little... the shaver packs with the pack of four blades.
True,
I get like the pack of four blades, yeah. And then I shave once or twice with it, and I throw it away.
I know my problem. Last time, instead of buying a new one, I used the razor that I shaved my butt with. And that thing needs some maintenance. Thing is dull,
man,
bro.
I was not expecting
that.
That's
like trying to start a fire. There's sparks back there when I shave.
You go to give someone a hug. Man, it kind of smells in here.
I'm kidding. I don't shave my ass.
No, everyone knows you get it waxed. It's cool.
Have you ever thought about waxing like any part of your body?
Because I've thought about it. Of course I've thought about it. I'm married. I've thought about it.
I think I'm going to have to shave or wax my legs within the next week and a half.
Why?
Because I
Olympic
have...
swimming.
Huh?
Olympic swimming.
No, I have this, I don't want to say too much about it on the podcast, but I have like this modeling kind of thing.
Okay.
And they, I can tell you about more of it later. I just don't want to get all the details in front of all these people.
These five people.
But I got to be naked, so no, I'm kidding. I don't. But it's like swimsuit type stuff. And someone told me, like, shave because it looks better. Your legs look better. And honestly,
you should go get a
tan. I
think
my leg muscles, because I don't have super muscular legs because I do ninja and I train my upper body. I've been trying to get those legs, you know, meaty down there. But
thick
tree trunks down there of thighs is what I want. But right now they're not quite there. But I think if I shave, it'd look more defined.
It's possible.
Bro, I got some hairy legs.
So I got a question.
What's up?
Do you have like really bad tan lines?
Because
that's going to be a thing.
It's not bad enough.
Only because I know people who've done like small little modeling things. Yeah. And it's like they got farmer's tans and it's like.
No, mine's not that bad enough. No. I've been going out on the lake recently. Now it's getting a little too cold, so it can't really.
Well, you just got to watch out because that Borat style Speedo that you wear will leave tan line marks on your shoulders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just got to watch out.
Well, been wearing it for the last 10 years and nothing's changed. So good, you're telling me these two stripes right across my nipples don't look attractive?
No, it's just some people are into it. I mean, that's cool. But when you're modeling, you know, they really want professionality. So.
It was professional. It's just racing stripes. I mean, come on.
Makes you model faster.
Have you seen me strut down that runway, brother? with speed and confidence. I just see two white lines zipping past you. Man. Those are my nipple lines, brother. This is a movie podcast. God. Anyway, all right, what were we talking about?
Movies with nipples or
no?
Oh, no, that's you. All right.
Oh, we were talking about shaving because of the we still haven't finished our story. But we met. We were talking about how we were shaving. So
we
anyways,
took a left turn so hard.
I love it. So we were talking about how, yeah, if you guys have never seen Mac in person, just imagine Joe Rogan and
no. You mean
Seth Rogen? Why'd I say Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan's
too many
bald.
Rogans.
I don't want to be bald.
Same thing.
Although he's pretty jacked, I guess.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. Except I don't know if I would say that if I met you now. Maybe it's just because I've known you for 8 years.
Okay, so I think. All right, so Seth Rogen has had his ups and downs with his roles.
Yeah.
Especially in the era that we met, because we were meeting around the time he was doing Green Hornet, I think. And he lost some weight for that role. He was, you know, as far as Seth Rogen body types go,
okay.
That was great. I was also a lot skinnier back then. And I think I...
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I was like 180, and now I'm like 230.
I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm not like, oh, you look bad then, you look bad now.
I mean, no, I always look bad. No.
But that's my thing. I'm the opposite. I'm like, no, you're always just like... You're just like a, big dude, like not in a bad way, like in like a like if I looked at you, if I was on the street, I'd be like, man, that's a big muscular guy,
thick boy.
That's what I would think of you for real. I'd be like, you're just a big muscular.
Look, man, if I was thick, to do some big dude. Like, if I was to do some serious cosplay,
yeah,
as any kind of character, it would obviously be I would want to do superhero. But the only one I could really, really, kind of get the look of. I would still have to lose weight for, but like that thick, short, stocky Wolverine type cosplay. Oh. It's the only one I could pull off and someone go, oh, wow, it's Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
Everyone, at any other point, it'd be like, ew, gross, it's Wolverine.
yeah, so we met on that set. He looked like Joe Rogan. Why do I keep saying Joe Rogan, bro? Joe Rogan, come on our podcast. Seth.
Man, we just blew up.
I know. That'd be fantastic. Seth Rogan. And I thought you looked like him for sure at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
I just don't know if it's because I'm so used to seeing you that I'm like, nah. You know.
Well, I mean, I'm...
8 years.
I'm so much more handsome than him.
Yeah, bro.
So that's kind of what the thing is.
You got my matching racing stripes.
We got
if that's not
speedos.
Sexy, I don't know what is. And
who do you think's shaving you?
Don't tell them that.
Me, baby.
So, but the other part is, again, we both had evil twins. That's where we started here. Yours was Seth Rogen, and
yours is
God, I'm going to stop saying.
Andrew.
Oh, no, that was right.
No, you said it.
Now I'm just. Okay, Seth Rogen, not Joe Rogan. Yes, and for me, it was.
You've been out of the podcast game for
I know.
So
talking's
long.
Hard, man. Don't hold me to any standards today because it's been a minute, and we're just two guys having a good time talking about our talking about us, man.
And talking about our lives.
So
I should have given you a Red Bull.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why I'm so good right now.
I'm fine. I just
because I don't really drink.
I feel like Red Bull would make it worse. I'd be like jittery and stumbling over my words even more. But anyways,
that'd be good.
We had Seth Rogen and Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Because apparently people thought I looked like Andrew Garfield. I think we've talked about this.
You've just got that charisma. You've got that hair. You've got everything. You've got the perfect Spider-Man build. It's just you are.
You're gonna make me really sad because I just really want to be Spider-Man. So what is funny, though, I think we've talked about this on the podcast, is that Nate hates it when people say that I look like
I know,
because
he doesn't think
because he
do.
Doesn't see it. He's like, no, you don't. Even though I was at a gas station with Nate on a road trip one time,
oh, no.
And we went into the gas station, and the guy behind the counter stopped and looked at me like wide-eyed, like, and didn't say a word, was just staring at me. And I was like, what is wrong with this man? He was staring at me, and I'm like, And then he finally, after like 5 seconds of silence, is like, oh my God, dude, I swear I thought you were that guy who played Spider-Man. I was like, Andrew Garfield? He was like, yeah. And he was convinced I was him for the first 5 seconds he was looking at me. And I'm like, I can see some similarities, don't get me wrong. But that much like him, I don't see it as much either. But Nate doesn't see it.
Well,
probably because
also...
Nate knew me when I had like long, shaggy hair in high school. That was a time.
I also think that he's probably just a little jelly because he looks like a mixture of Michael Cera and Jesse Eisenberg.
Nate?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe that's I don't know. Maybe that's too mean. That's too mean.
That's hilarious. No. Nate's not here for one episode.
I told you we're going to talk shit about whoever's not here. I'm sorry, Nate. Dude, I love you. I wouldn't say that stuff if I didn't like you. I don't talk bad about people, really. Unless they're a-holes, and he's not an a-hole.
No, what's funny is why I think you're saying that, too, is because, like, back in, like, high school, like, he had, like, crazy, like, curly hair, and he was super skinny. Now, not the case. My man, and I'm not just saying this. God, I hate that. I hope Nate doesn't listen to this
podcast.
But
now he's a guy who gets, like, haircuts, you know?
What's funny to me is, like I said, I hope Nate doesn't listen to this. Usually he doesn't listen to our own podcast episodes, but maybe because he's not on it, he's going to be curious.
Oh, no.
No, because I'm going to compliment him, and I'm not doing it just because he's listening, because he usually doesn't, but and I'm never going to hear the end of it, me complimenting him. But now, bro, my man's a stud, dude. Like, he's got, like...
He did a glow-up,
He
huh?
could not grow a beard in high school at all, and now my man's got, a fire beard, and my man's working out to where, like... My man's a stud, dude. Like he outperforms me when we go do the gym together. He outperforms me in leg day every time. I'm like, bro, I need your legs, dog.
Dude, that's awesome. That's everyone loves a good comeback story.
Oh, see, but are you telling me I didn't, bro? Look at me back in high school. We all are just come ups. If you think you
oh not me, I was handsome in high school,
okay.
Dude. I was good.
Okay,
I was like, I guarantee you, I was one of those like. I was in the top 10 handsome
kids. All right, Nate, if you are listening
to
this.
And then now I am just declining.
Nate, if you're listening to this, we have picked up a sociopath who is very self-entitled on our podcast as another co-host. We're over here like, yeah, we've had glow-ups. We've all had our days. And Mac over here is like, I've been perfect since I came out the womb.
Dude, no, I haven't. I fell out of a two-story window when I was like one.
What?
There's something wrong with
me.
I bumped my head.
Tell me the story.
Okay, first off, before I get onto the story, no, I really don't think I was, I thought I was a very handsome kid, but I do not think I was like the hottest
don't
kid
defend
in
yourself.
School.
You're hot and you know it.
I was an asshole in high school, dude. You kidding me? I probably thought I was the most handsome kid in school.
You were the one to bully me and Nate, huh?
Hey, bring bullying back. Bring
it's
it
good
back.
Thing, it's a good thing we are separated by enough years to where we didn't go to high school together. Cause
I'm going to make fun of you.
Yeah, apparently.
Give me your lunch money.
Be like, no.
What were you about to get into? What were you about to say? You asked me something?
Huh? Oh, you said you had a story how you fell out the window.
Oh, yeah, the window story. All right. So I'm like one, right? New to the world still. Don't know how to do anything. I don't talk. I can barely walk. So
you're really painting a good picture of one-year-olds for me. Thanks,
dude. I'm pooping myself. I'm loving life. I'm starting to eat food.
I can literally I can shit wherever I want.
Dude, I'm in the car. I'm pooping. I'm in the bathtub. Guess what? Bloop, bloop. Floater right there for you, Mom.
If I'm in the car, I'm pooping.
Dude. Shitting on the go. It's way to go.
Sound like me after a crisp glass of milk.
Dude, crisp glass of milk? I'm pooping. All right. So,
baby. Title of this episode, I'm pooping.
I'm down. I'm down. Down with the brown right now. Let's do it.
You talk about how I'm about to push you out a window now, honestly.
Oh, man.
Too much poop talk.
All right, back to being a baby. So my dad's outside mowing the lawn.
This had to have been a story that was told to you, because there's no way you were.
No. Yeah, I don't remember anything before I was
five.
Why
am I even asking this? Why did I interrupt your story to ask the dumbest question? Of course you don't remember this. Wait, you remember when you were one, dog?
Bro, I was just like, all of a sudden there was light, and I'm like, who's this guy dressed like a doctor? What the hell is a doctor?
Goo goo gaga.
I'm hungry. What's this? Oh, I like that.
Sometimes gaga goo goo. All right. Tell your story, dude. All right. I'm off the rails right now.
All right. All right. Me, baby, pooping. Yeah. Outside, my dad was doing yard work, and I don't know what compelled my parents to put me in our two-story house next to the windowsill, and I have like a little bit of Alex Jones conspiracy theory about this, because I have an older brother.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you are kind of like Alex Jones.
No.
Turn the frogs gay.
I'm kind of retarded. No. So I have this. Yeah,
that is the best clip ever. If you guys have not seen that clip when he's on Joe Rogan's podcast. It's so funny. I don't even remember what they were talking about, but he just randomly just...
I don't know.
We don't need to talk
about
this.
No one knows what
he's
talking about half the time, but boys, he had just the greatest thing to listen to.
Joe, I'm kind of retarded.
All right. Me, baby, pooping, dad, yard work, two-story house.
Windowsill. Got it.
Windowsill.
I love this picture.
So yeah, I'm in like a little...
No wonder you're an artist, bro. You're a verbal artist.
I'm like in like... whatever those things you carry babies in, fucking cradle, carriage.
That you carry them in?
Yeah, you like move them from one place to another.
Yeah, those little baby baskets.
Baby basket.
Why can't I remember what it's called?
I don't know. I'm not a parent. What are you talking about? I don't know any of this stuff yet. All right, so I'm in a baby basket on a windowsill. And for the life of me, I don't know what's happening because I'm one. My dad's doing something in the yard. He turns back, and I'm no longer in this windowsill. We have screens. Somehow the screen got pushed out.
And you Hulk baby over there.
And I fall all the way to the ground from a two-story window.
No way.
In the baby cradle, carriage.
In the baby basket.
In the baby basket.
I don't know what the...
And it lands perfectly.
What?
Kobe. Yeah, I mean... It couldn't have landed better.
Do you mean Kobe as in like...
I made it.
You made it?
I made it.
Or as in like falling out the sky?
Falling out the sky. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was so perfect because you fell out of the sky.
Obviously, because I made it and I'm not dead.
Oh, God. Rest in peace, Kobe. I'm so sorry. That was so bad. Guys, this is a movie but also comedy podcast. Don't take anything we say too seriously here, please.
Not at all. Please do not. Anyways. Right, baby, pooping, dad, yard, me, windowsill, two-story, pushed out, Kobe. And my dad sees me, and I get out of the little baby basket myself, and I'm walking, crying around. My dad's like, what the hell?
Like
and
a
he looks
drunk,
up,
like...
And I think... like a drunk man.
Like who, you're like a drunk, like, 30-year-old, just like, oh, I don't know what happened.
Well, I mean, face it.
So confused.
Toddlers that are just learning how to walk, you look at them, they are drunk people.
I know, that's why I'm imagining you, thing. Like, so confused.
So, and I don't know if this is part of the story or if this is something that my psychotic Alex Jones brain just made up as a conspiracy theory to think that my brother was sitting there at the windowsill and that he pushed me out.
I don't know why.
I don't think it's true.
It is.
But there's something in the back. Older brother. I mean, yeah, only other
person to blame, man.
I mean, I told you I was handsome as a kid. So he's just jealous of how beautiful I was.
Smoking hot ever since I came out. I'm telling you, man.
Dude, I mean.
Jealousy. Anything bad that happened in my life, I just blame on people being jealous of my handsomeness.
I mean, geez, I should have been a model as a baby.
Because I'm Mac Jarvis.
I know. Anyways.
What a stud.
Yeah, so that. That's what happened to me.
That was a great story.
So I think there might have been a time where I might have fallen and hit my head on the earth. It's possible. And I'm not going to deny that it did or didn't happen. So that's how I am the way that I am.
All right.
A little bit of conspiracy theory.
God, do I have any interesting stories of when I was one? Man, I was a very accident-prone kid. Like, for real. If you asked like my extended family, like I have a large extended family, we're all very close, like all my cousins and then the aunts, uncles, all that. If you asked any one of them, which of the cousins, because I have a lot of cousins, which one is like the most likely to be an American Ninja Warrior, I'd be the last on that list. Like I was so really? Accident prone. Yeah, dude. I've split my head open like 2 or 3 times. And even when I didn't split them open, I've still had like head like traumas and stuff. And dude, so accident prone as a kid. There was one time where which story should I tell? Because I got a few. I'm not telling them all. Got to space them out for the podcast, you know?
Just tell the right story.
Well, here's a good one. This one's pretty funny. I don't remember this. This one was told to me. But I was outside, and my mom was outside, and she was like doing something with the garage door, like fixing it or something. And you know how like garage doors, like they're in like slats, so that each slat comes down, there's like an opening between the slats. Yeah, yeah. And they like close. So somehow my mom got her hand stuck in between two of the sections, like two of the slats of the garage door.
That sounds painful.
Yeah. So I don't know if it broke her hand, but it was bleeding like a lot. And so she had blood everywhere. And I walked up to my mom and I was like, "Mom, are you okay?" And I'm like, dude, I'm young. I'm 5 years old or younger. I don't remember this.
You know what that age that is? That is prime age for pushing babies out of a 2-story window.
I agree.
Don't ask me how I know that, but...
Yeah, that's a very strange fact you dropped
there.
It's
a Mac fact.
So, yeah, I was like, "Oh, Mom, are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm good." And then she finishes like closing the garage door or like closes it part way or something. But like, we both walk inside. My mom's going to walk inside to, you know, tend to her hand, and I'm walking next to her. And she said I took like 2 steps and I like went and just fell over and just wham, just hit the ground, like passed out. And my mom was like, "Oh my God, what happened?" And so she like calls 911 because I'm like unresponsive, just passed out. And they show up, and the paramedics and stuff, they're like, "What happened?" She's like, I don't know. Like, he was walking next to me and then he fell over. I have no idea what happened. And her blood is all over me. She's like, is he bleeding? And is this from him like hitting his head? She's like, no, this is from my hand. And because she's bleeding and like holding me and trying to make sure I'm okay and getting her blood all over me. Very interesting times. And anyway, so that was the story of that. I was fine. I guess I came to whatever. But what we think happened, my mom says she thinks happened, is she thinks she hit me in the head with the garage door. Like as she was trying to close it after I walked up to see if she was okay, getting her hand out and trying to keep closing it, she thinks she hit me on the head. I took 2 steps, wobbled over, and just fell out.
Man, dude. She's a knockout champ.
So, yeah. And that's... my mom was older than 5, so when you're 5, you push kids out windows. When you're a parent, you smack them in the head with
the
garage
door. So both
of
us have...
Kidding. Love my mom. Great mom. Best mom.
Best mom.
I walked in here, I said, "Wow, what a great mom."
So we both experienced some serious head trauma as children.
Dude, I've experienced so much head trauma. When I broke my collarbone training for Ninja Warrior, I fell like 12 feet, did a backflip, like unintentionally, like I fell off a bar or whatever. Flip backwards, landed on my collarbone, hit my head, knocked out, got like I completely forgot like 20 minutes. I was blacked out, amnesia from that or whatever. And then they had to do like brain scans on me to make sure I was
okay.
Dude,
yeah.
Like I've had brain scans, bro.
Me and just for some backstory for our viewers, me and Tyler, before we started the cast, we were talking about motorcycles and stuff.
Yeah.
And my brother, one of his many motorcycle accidents, he had a really bad one. Then his other one that happened afterwards, like literally less than a year, he was a show-off on his motorcycle. And he's like doing burnouts and stuff and popping wheelies. Well, when it's like December and January, when it's freezing outside and you're so much of a show off that you're like, I'm not going to drive my car today while it's 30 something degrees outside. I'm going to ride my motorcycle while this freezing wind that feels like daggers hits my body. I'm going to do that instead because I'm cool.
Nice.
My brother was that kind of a guy. I love him. He's my brother. I love him. Dylan, if you ever hear this,
even if he pushed you out a window,
even if you tried to kill me as a toddler because I was threatening you in your life,
because
as the heir to my father's throne, no, because I was so handsome.
Damn, that baby's so sexy.
Damn, he's sexy.
I gotta kill him now.
That reminds me, you really need to watch Game of Thrones.
I know. We gotta do a podcast episode on Game of Thrones.
So good,
Nate. Right. Dude, Nate.
Wait. Game of Thrones, I know.
Wants
I know.
To watch it with me, so he's gonna have to be a part of those podcasts. But we'll make it happen.
All right, back to my brother. He was dating this girl, and she was behind him in the car. They're at a red light. He's at the front of the light on his bike. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a burnout and show off and take off from a standstill, popping a wheelie. So he starts to hit the throttle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like spinning tire. And well, when it's cold and your tires aren't warmed up, which it's a little harder to do when it's cold, well, they're not as grippy.
Yeah.
So they spin real easily. So he's spinning real easily. And he's about to get on it and go, and the tire grips a lot more than he thought it would. So what happens when your rear tire on a motorcycle grips way more than you think it's going to, you basically do like a backflip.
Oh,
and
God.
So whether or not you have a helmet, it doesn't really matter when you're slamming that hard into the concrete. He doesn't remember anything of that day.
So he hit his head on the concrete? Just like
Yeah, he just went backwards.
Yo, he could have like died, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, and motorcycles are so cool.
I know.
But they're not that cool.
They're so dangerous.
But they're so cool.
But they're cool.
I mean, how much cooler would both of us be if like we're exactly the same way we are now, but we had a motorcycle?
With That's Movies Brothers decals on the back.
Dude, I got you. I got you, bro.
The coolest.
Yeah, so what the listeners, whatever, what the crowd already knows is that you do Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, I guess for those of you who don't know, hi, I'm Tyler Gillette. I like movies. I guess I'll give myself a soft intro here. We told some funny stories of like how we met, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm sure you guys, most of you have probably listened to previous episodes. I've done Ninja Warrior for the past, like, I've been training for the past 12 years, on the show for 5 years, but also I'm an actor as well. That's like a passion of mine that I've been pursuing for a long time, and I'm doing that. So that's kind of my very quick recap. What were you going to say about my ninja? Sorry, I completely interrupted you, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were talking about decals. So I was saying, on your off time, you do ninja stuff. On my off time, I'm in printing and advertising.
Nice. How exciting.
No, it's cool, dude. We make, we wrap vinyl cars and stuff. People,
you make
in.
It sound less cool. Like, you tried to for the joke, but like, again,
we make banners, business cards, everything.
Yeah, but and also you're an artist. Like, regardless of whether you get paid to do it or not,
right?
You're...
So naturally, like in the real world with finger quotes. I have a bachelor's in fine arts, with a concentration in sculpture. So I'm a amateur carpenter, and I am an amateur illustrator.
You're not an amateur illustrator just because you don't get paid.
Well,
for
sometimes
it.
I'm just an amateur. So
just at life.
At life. I haven't won just yet. No, I think I win at life.
If your stuff is good enough for people to want it on their bodies, you're good.
I don't know. People get like the Nike swoosh on their body for not enough money.
Whatever.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably do that if they paid me a good bit.
Oh,
well, all right. Anyways,
sponsor the podcast, please.
Just do it. Oh, heck yeah. No. But so I can get us some cool bumper sticker decals.
Woo, let's go.
Window graphics, whatever
let's
you want. Go. Let's make some t-shirts, bro.
merch. That's Movies Brother.
Yeah, that'd be sick. If we can get to that point, say, that'd be cool.
What was the title of this episode? I be pooping. Just on the back.
I be pooping. Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun. Let's jump a little bit into movies. A little bit, you know, before we do finish up the podcast. It's a good kind of like reintro, get to know us
again.
Let's
put some movie stuff back in this podcast.
Yeah, let's, why not, you know, before we wrap it up.
Yeah, earlier.
Well, no, first, hold on. Before you get into what I know you're going to talk about, okay? I think it's a good introduction for pretty much anybody who gets on the podcast. What is your favorite movie? Why is it your favorite movie? What is your least favorite movie? Why is it your least favorite movie? Give us an idea of like your brain. And while you think about it, let me quickly state. I almost don't like saying like my favorite movie because I'm such a like movie fan that I like a lot of different movies for a lot of different reasons. And I don't really like having favorites of anything because it's like then you're forced to pick if one's better than the other of whatever it is. It's like, no, I just like a lot of things for different reasons. So what is, I guess, one of your favorites right now? Because your favorites, to me, it's like my favorites always change, but I have favorites at the time. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, I mean, I can answer that in a couple different ways. So I'll give you a couple answers. I think if I have to do my favorite movie of all time, it will always be my favorite movie. It's going to be Back to the Future.
Nice. You missed it. We already did Back to the Future.
I know. When
we can redo it with you, though. I'm done.
When I talked to you about it, I was like, man, you already did my favorite.
It's your favorite.
Movie.
We're going to have to redo it.
Well, we'll do something about it.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, did you do all of them or did you just do
one?
We
did all of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That hurts.
So was your favorite the first one?
I don't know. I think I have to say probably the first one. The second one's really good.
Really?
I think the second one's really good just because it's
a
lot
more. I like the first and the third. The second one kind of drops for me. I'm not saying they're not good. Like, they're all good, favorites.
No, I like them all. If I had to pick one, I'm surprised you say the third. Everyone I know that either likes or doesn't like that movie says the third one is their least favorite one, which I'm like,
I thought it was the second one was.
Well, they just straight up don't like it. That's what I'm getting at. And I'm like, okay. First off, you can't like one of them and say it's like one of your favorite movies and then say, well, the third one's one of my least favorite. I'm like, no. Anyways, but yeah, I think I'd have to go with like one or two. I think just because two does a really good job of coming back to the first storyline.
Yeah.
And really being a part of that, even though they couldn't even get like some of those actors back, they do a really good job of just the way it's done. And I love big stories.
Yeah.
I love big, just really good continuity. And they do a really good job of that. I mean, no film is perfect, but that one's, for it being some 80s movie, yeah, it's pretty good. If I have to do like my favorite movie right now, I was just telling you earlier, I've been really big into the Batman. And I know you guys have already done that on the podcast, but when I first saw that movie, I was like, oh, it's okay. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to rewatch that. I watched it a second time, and I was like, man, that's pretty good. Then I was like, in the same week, was like, I'm going to watch it again.
That's crazy.
And then I was like, dude, this movie slaps.
So the Batman is the last episode we did.
Yeah.
Back in, I think, February. And I have such a, I was holding off when you were starting to tell me about it, because I was like, I need to talk about this on the podcast. I feel like I need to watch it again, because I think it's a well-made movie. I don't think it's like incompetently made. I think it's a very well-made movie. There's just something about it that I feel like I didn't personally connect with. I think it's a good movie, and people like you who's like, that's my favorite. I'm not like, you're dumb. I'm like, that makes sense. It's a good movie. But like, I remember not rating it very high. And I just, for me, I felt like there were moments where they were trying to be very artistic with it. And they stretch scenes out too long to be artistic, and it didn't really serve the story. But other people were like, no, it served the story. So I'm like, maybe it's just a personal thing for me that I just felt like I didn't connect with that style of filmmaking. And I can admit to that. Like I said, I think it's a really well-made movie, and there's some beautiful shots, really cool stuff going on. And I also, especially when you talk about superhero movies, the reason like Spider-Man is my favorite superhero and just character of all time is because Spider-Man's alter ego of, or not alter ego, but his secret identity of Peter Parker is so intertwined with Spider-Man that everything he does as Spider-Man affects Peter Parker and vice versa. And it's how he balances those. And the great power comes great responsibility, that even when he doesn't want to be Spider-Man because it's sacrificing so much in his personal life, is so powerful, and you can feel it. And you almost spend more time with Peter Parker in some of these movies than Spider-Man.
Right.
And it's so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's so relatable. It's just, I don't know. It's very emotional for me in all the right ways, but you also get this like powerful, awesome superhero vibe from it at the same time, while it being this like emotional, grounded character. So with Batman, the Batman, we saw a lot of the Batman. We did not see very much of Bruce Wayne. And I wish I could have done that so I could have connected more with Bruce Wayne and it could have felt more personalized. Because for me, I need to connect with the characters and actually feel for the characters and feel like I can connect with them, because that's what really draws me into movies. And I think that's part of what was missing for me.
So, and I think it's good that I'm saying this. When I'm really into new movies, or I'm really wanting to learn about what people think about it, what are these things that I'm missing, I watch a lot of people break down movies. I didn't really watch anybody break that movie down. I didn't even listen to the That's Movies Brother podcast. Sorry.
Get out.
Awkward. And I don't know if people have already said this or not, but just from talking to friends, talking to other people who are into this movie, I liked it. And this may contradict what you said. The way that they portray Bruce Wayne is that he is, he's not living his double life.
No.
He is living...
He's a recluse.
He is trying so hard to be 100% Batman.
Yeah.
In that movie. Because, you know, like, it starts off just straight up, like, I'm becoming nocturnal. He's writing his little year one diary, which the noir setting, like, style of filmmaking of that, I was like, man, this is...
It was cool. It was beautiful.
It was good. And so, like, he's talking about becoming nocturnal, doing all this stuff. He is not Bruce Wayne. He is not wanting
to be
Bruce Wayne.
He's lost in being Batman.
Oh,
which
he's
is
completely,
cool, but
completely developed into something else.
And I'm curious to see if you can see him be Bruce Wayne and him struggling with the fact that he is not Bruce Wayne. Does that make sense? Like, he's outside of himself when he has to be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And we only saw it in, like, one scene. And so I don't know. I'm not even saying that again. I just think it's maybe personal, you know, it's a very subjective thing, because I think it's a well-made movie. I actually really like him. God, what is my problem, man? Names are not, what is his name?
Oh, the actor,
Robert Pattinson as Batman. I really liked him. I liked his style of Batman. I thought it was really cool. I liked that we see the world's greatest detective Batman. Mm-hmm. That's who he was in the comics, and you see this like smart side of Batman. It's cool. It's very different.
Yeah,
a lot of people wanted that. I like that, but I just felt like there was some stuff missing. Oh, the car chase scene too.
Dude, so good. I always feel like they always do a good job of hyping up the Batmobile.
Yeah.
They do it, I think, very. I mean, it's from '89, but in Tim Burton's Batman, they do a really good job of it, and I think that is where they kind of really. Be like, there's Batman, and then here's the Batmobile.
Yeah.
The Joel Schumacher ones, they don't really do that. But of course, they're crap. So we don't have to get into that. But in The Dark Knight, they do a really cool job of that. Because their whole thing was like, it's not the Batmobile you're used to. It's a tank, whatever.
Yeah.
And then in BVS, they do a really good job of kind of taking a little more of a sci-fi approach to it.
Yeah.
And in this one,
it's very grounded, very realistic.
Being somebody who's like grown up around cars and stuff, I was like, man, that is like, I want to have one. The other ones are like, oh, it's a cool superhero vehicle.
Didn't they say this is year like two of him being Batman? It's very early on. So it's very grungy, scrappy becoming Batman story.
Oh, yeah,
story.
Brawler. He's...
And it's cool.
But I think... In this, back to what he's doing and who he is as a person, not wanting to be Bruce Wayne anymore. He's like, my life is not important. I am this. I'm vengeance. Like I don't think he calls himself Batman once in it. In the first scene he appears as Batman, he says, I'm vengeance.
Right.
Penguin calls him Vengeance and stuff, and like that's what he is. He is taking revenge on the criminals of the city for what it has done to the city, what it has done to him personally. And every time you can see that visceral, every time he's hitting somebody, he's like thinking, all right, I'm hitting the guy who killed my parents.
Yeah.
He's doing that whole thing. And, but I think one of the things I didn't really think about it that much when I first saw the movie was in the climax of the film. They asked who one of the henchmen or copycats of the Riddler were, and they were like asking who he was, and they said, because the Riddler has kind of been obsessed with Batman, the henchman says, I'm Vengeance, and he kind of has this like,
yeah,
is this what I am? Is this what I'm becoming?
Yeah, but I honestly, like, I don't know how I feel about that, because I understand what you mean, I understand what they're trying to do there, but I don't like the idea that like, I don't like the. I'm so conflicted. I feel like I have to watch it again, to be honest.
I think you should.
I feel like they did that, and it felt very much like we're supposed to feel like Batman is becoming that, and he needs to stop himself before he does. But it's like Batman had very good reason to. Batman does not go after people who don't deserve, quote, deserve, because like who chooses if they're deserve? But that's Batman, right? Any yeah. Batman, it's like. He's going to try and go out and do what's right as far as like beating up the right people to beat up if you should, quote, beat up anybody.
Right.
And what I mean by that is he doesn't kill. On the roof of the building during that movie, Catwoman tries to basically knock someone off the roof of the building. He's like, right. We don't kill people. So right. He has a moral code, and then he saved the guy. So it's like, are you trying to say that Batman is just as bad as the bad guys, because I don't really get and agree with that message, but it might not be exactly what
you're
saying.
I think it's because he's dealing with his motivation behind everything, because it's like, yeah. Is he doing it for revenge, or should he be doing it for justice?
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying,
there's a difference.
I think I need to watch it again.
Yeah, and I didn't, you said you only seen it the one time?
Yeah.
I didn't really pick up on that, or really think about it too much when I first saw it.
Yeah.
But the second time around, I was like, it made more sense to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Again, I don't think it's the best movie in the world, but it's just something I'm really.
Oh,
into
like
right
I
now.
Said, like if someone's like, that movie's fantastic, I love it, it's my favorite, I go, I'm not going to argue with you. Like, I feel like I kind of can't with that movie.
I
understand.
This. It's got that it's got that really good, really. Like, there's room for so much with it. They have so much.
I'm excited
room
for the next one
because
I know they're going to do more.
Oh,
I'm
they've got
for
to.
It.
They've got to. I'm sorry. I was a really big fan of Batfleck, but
yeah,
he's done. Get out of here.
No, I think he's still going to come back, though, in some of the stuff.
Does
but they might do some weird multiverse stuff in the DC.
Probably.
Whole...
But I think it's a shame the way that they decided to do everything. Hopefully with this new thing with James Gunn really kind of pulls through and makes it.
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard that news, which I'm. By now you probably have, but that James Gunn, and I don't remember the other guy's name, not to be rude to the other guy. I just know James Gunn more because I'm more of a Marvel fan. Not because I want DC to do well, because I don't pick sides, but you know, we all know James
Gunn.
Well,
they do well in their own ways. Like, you got to admit that their animated department.
Well, yes, but if you're talking overall,
yeah,
yeah, if you're talking overall live action, Marvel's better. If you're talking overall DC, animated yeah. is better.
But I get that kind of feeling of not like goosebumps, but like I kind of have this thought in the back of my head, like, man, this is the start of something really cool.
Right. So what we were saying is James Gunn and Peter Safran?
Saffron. Yeah. Saffron.
Named to lead DC Studios for Warner Brothers. So kind of be like their co-chairman. And CEOs of DC Studios. So what it seems to be is kind of like what Kevin Feige is for Marvel, kind of a, you know, spearhead to kind of lead it in the right direction is what they're going to be doing. And I like James Gunn, so.
Oh, yeah. I think James Gunn has done amazing things. And I would like to see what happens. I mean, am I the biggest fan of Suicide Squad? No, but it's got its moments that I really, really
the
enjoy.
New Suicide Squad with
I mean,
James Gunn did?
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen it. I need to watch it.
You
I heard
watch
it's
it.
Fantastic. Nate loves it.
I don't know if I would say fantastic,
see, here's the
but
problem.
It's pretty good.
Here's
it's...
the problem. When if you're not on the episode, we're going to speak for you. So, Nate, I'm telling everybody, I could be wrong on some of these things, but that's what you get for not being here.
Well,
Nate,
I mean,
loves it.
I like to give things either a thumbs up or a thumbs down. It's definitely a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Movie. Yeah. It's not mediocre by any means.
Yeah.
I think it does some really weird stuff that I'm like, man, I wish they would have gone the extra mile to do this. Like, but you know, yeah, it's still good, and I would really like to see what this Batman does in this kind of universe. Again, it's kind of like the Dark Knight, where there's no superpowers, there's no magic, there's no. It's more of like a realistic, type of. Right. Batman, but
all right. Yeah. Well, you know what? I tell you, we're gonna scratch the. I said favorite and least favorite. Let's just keep this positive, keep it fun. That's favorite, and I guess I'll quickly share some of mine, and then we'll get into this next thing here before we finish up. So, favorite. Let's see. For me, I have many favorites. I'm gonna pick two that are favorites of mine. One that's been a favorite of mine since I was a kid, kind of like your Back to the Future, and then one that was a favorite. Has been a favorite ever since I've seen it, but like as an adult. So the first one, The Incredibles. You cannot tell me there's a better animated movie on the face of this planet.
Dude, it's good.
You can't.
It is absolutely good.
Again, what?
No, I'm saying it's good. Like that movie is, I think, a timeless movie.
See, it's one of those movies that like, like Spider-Man, right? And The Incredibles, I don't know if you knew this, that was like my first real introduction to superheroes was The Incredibles. Saw that when I was a kid, and I loved it. I owned everything The Incredibles, like every merchandise.
Dude, I don't understand. How could you not be a Power Rangers kid?
Oh, that's not true. I was Power Rangers kid.
Dude, that's me.
I saw that before. You're right. I saw that before. I guess that's technically kind of getting that superhero vibe, yeah.
Dude, I still, like, to this day, like,
yeah,
will occasionally throw up the communicator ringtone as my text message thing, and then, and then 5 minutes later when it goes off, someone will be like, oh, is that Kim Possible? And I go, damn it, no. It's not.
No, you don't understand. But yeah, so The Incredibles, it just does such a good job at telling such an emotionally impactful story through their characters, and you also have the superpowers on top of
right.
it. But it's so relatable. It's I could do an entire, and probably one day we will do an entire episode about The Incredibles, because I can't not.
Who's your favorite character in that movie?
As a kid, I would have said Dash, because he was my age. I still think I just have a soft spot for Dash, because I grew up and he was my favorite.
Yeah, and always, like, the comic relief of any movie is always going to be something that somebody always ties to. I love comic relief. I think that's why I like Edna.
Edna mode.
Edna mode.
Edna mode.
Oh,
guessed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that movie does such a good job at like tying in such relatable themes to like a family of superheroes, but like that everyone relates to. And that is like the core of the movie is like, how do these people try to live a regular life and how do they balance being superheroes? And it's so nuanced because like all their powers are related to their personalities and how they interact with people. It's just so masterfully done. Everyone has their own time to shine, and it's just speaks volumes, and we have to do an episode about it because I love that movie.
I think we absolutely should.
Oh,
I think we should probably either do a two-parter or just do a big encompassing one and two with that, because you can't talk about the first one without bringing up the second one.
Yeah,
unfortunately. But we'll keep it positive. We'll keep it positive. Best only positive vibes.
Good things, only the best things. So that movie's fantastic because it has some of the coolest animated superhero action, even though it was done so long ago, and the emotional payoff for all the characters and all the situations. Like, man,
so are you saying just as a kid that's your favorite movie?
No, now.
Or just like in general?
Oh, in general. It's still
the longest lasting favorite movie of yours.
And yeah, that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's one of those movies that it's like there's no such thing as a perfect movie. If The Incredibles isn't a perfect movie, it is the closest thing to a perfect movie.
Oh,
there are so very few plot holes, if any, that you can pick apart. When me and Nate were talking about what is a perfect movie, and we might have talked about it, I think, a little bit in one of the episodes of the podcast, The Incredibles was our best bet of, I think that's a perfect movie. And there might be some issues here and there, but it is as close as you can get. And it's...
I think that also, when you get into like something that's considered a perfect movie, I think it's fair to say that it's got a good ending that doesn't need any more explained.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they leave it open ending with a battle scene.
Right. But it's not like if it ended right there and it did for 15 years.
Yeah.
You don't need anything to fully explain what's going on.
Really, the only reason there was a sequel is because, you know, Disney thought it was a cash grab.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they're in the business of making money, of course.
Of course. And I wanted to see a sequel. I was a little bit disappointed in it, but we'll get to that another day. My second one that I have to bring up is, and I've talked about this movie a lot to people, is Whiplash.
No, oh, yeah.
Which
yeah, yeah.
is, have you seen that yet?
You know, I know I've asked every time you bring it up, you always ask me, and I always say, yes, I have seen it.
Okay, because I can't ever remember.
I saw it when it came out.
Because I talked to so many people about it, because it's one of my favorite movies, and most people are like, no, I haven't seen it. Which I get. It's not like a super, super well-known movie. But yeah, it's with Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons. Miles Teller is the main, well, they're both the main characters, but Miles Teller is like the main character, and he is a jazz drummer. And bro, it's one of the most emotionally intense movies I've ever seen in my life. And when a movie can end to the point where I'm, no joke, I've seen it multiple times, and pretty much every time I see it, I'm fist pumping the air, like cheering, because I'm so oh, yeah. emotionally invested in this movie. And it's that is a classic example of that being where The Incredibles is very deep, and it's like there is a lot of nuance in there that, like, I don't think everyone will pick up on maybe their first time watching it, but that's what makes it so good, even subconsciously. This movie is emotional, and it screams in your face that it's emotional, and it really speaks to me on a level of like what is worth chasing your dreams and what is going too far from both perspectives, the guy who's trying to chase his dream and the guy who's trying to encourage him to chase his dream. What are you willing to do to chase your dreams, and what is too far to help someone also achieve their goals right. and dreams?
And it's also, you've got to be able to it teaches the lesson of like, you really have to be able to understand that you don't know everything, and there are people that can help you become better. And I think that's one of the biggest issues in that movie is that the things that Miles Teller's character is just like, he gets fed up.
Well, it's interesting because it's interesting that you say that, where you were like, you can't do everything. You need to know that people can help you. I don't know if that's like a main theme of it, but like,
or not that, maybe that you don't know everything.
Yeah, because Miles Teller, his character, like, I don't think he doesn't show up thinking he knows everything,
or that you're
but
not,
he gets to a point
you're
in
never
that movie,
too good for something too.
He does get to a point where he's like, gets really cocky, and then he gets put in his place, but in a way that's way too far past what any coach or a teacher person should do. But there is a point where he gets cocky, and he also pushes people in relationships, mm-hmm. and I don't want to spoil anything too much for people who haven't seen it, but pushes a lot of that stuff to the side, because again, it's the, what are you willing to sacrifice? Yeah. But it's what is really important. And I think that's very interesting.
I know. And it's like, and it wraps up so well.
Oh,
it wraps
like
up
I said,
perfectly.
I fist pumped the air and like cheering when I
saw it. Oh, yeah.
By myself in a room.
And I think that movie does such a good job of just going from, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Dude, I love it. It ends movie. On such a high note. And it was going downhill so fast on like the somberness. Like, this is miserable. And then it ends.
Dude,
so
I need to rewatch that movie. I've seen it a ton of times, but it's probably been about a year.
It's definitely one of those movies like you got to watch it for the ending.
Yeah.
And that's always good in a movie. It's like,
I know some people that like, that is a very intense movie. Some people don't like very intense movies. And if you start that movie, bro, please finish it. Please finish it. It'll be worth it at the end, I swear.
It's the grease flying into the sky. That's such a lame comparison. Oh, not even a good one.
Anyway, so there's a little bit of an insight to our kind of movies and what we like and why we like them. Very, very short and brief. All right, to finish us up, let's do one final segment, Mac.
Final segment? What's
we
that?
Should do a full episode on this, because we've done a lot of time kind of just, you know, talking, getting to know us, which I think was great, and we can touch on this. So maybe pick, like, your favorite couple. But Mac wanted to go into some movie conspiracies, which I thought could be a fun time.
Well, like I said, it's like my Alex Jones brain. I'm kind of retarded. I kind of just thought about it, of like my own kind of conspiracy theory about just some stuff, and I really was like, I wonder what's out there. And then I got in the rabbit hole of like looking up some really interesting conspiracy theories. And it turns out...
And he hasn't told me any of these.
I haven't told him any of these.
Fresh for me. I'm excited.
And it turns out someone had already come up with this conspiracy theory, so I'm not that cool.
But you thought about it.
I did think about it. Then again, it also might have been a subliminal thing when I'm down the YouTube rabbit hole trying to do whatever. All right.
Let's go. I'm excited.
Have you ever seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah. It's been a while.
So do you know which conspiracy theory I am thinking of?
That they were all dead or something? Something weird.
That they're
like
all
that.
Dead? Or I mean, all... who knows what happened to those kids? But that's the conspiracy.
Know.
I have it written down here. But I have a typo where it said Willy Wonka and it says Willy Wanka.
Willy Wanka. And the Chocolate Factory.
I think that's a different kind of movie. Anyways. all right. So Willy... It's the fact that Willy Wonka is a serial killer.
Yeah.
And he abducts children to put into his candy.
I think I maybe have heard this. Okay. Show me more. Or is that it? Are we just riffing?
No. Let's talk about it for a second.
Are we just riffing?
Let's riff real quick.
Okay.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, look, candy's candy, right? As long as you don't tell me.
Bro, it tastes good.
As long as... I'll leave, you know what I'm saying? Okay, now...
Hey, what kind of nuts are in your Snickers?
Hold on, I gotta... Is that why they say you're not yourself if you haven't eaten a Snickers? Because you're eating humans?
You're eating someone else.
Yeah, but you're eating people. So it's like, yeah. You know what I mean? You're becoming more human as you eat a Snickers.
That's true.
So I have
Does that make you a human hot dog?
Hold on.
You're just a meat inside of a meat shell?
Nice. Love it. So I have this. You sprung up this thought in my mind that I saw somewhere online. And I've asked a few people this. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. But at one point in my life, I had a conversation with a group of people about it. And that being, if you had the chance to try human meat ethically, would you? Let me give you an example before you answer. Because you're like, how can you ethically eat human meat? Let me give you an example. So let's say you get into a car accident or a motorcycle accident. Okay. You get into an accident.
All right.
Your
what's
legs
ethical
get,
about
like,
getting into an accident?
What's up?
What's ethical about getting into an accident?
Hold on. So you get into an accident.
A mishap happens. All right.
Let me restart this. Let me rephrase this. Okay. So me, you, Nate, group of friends. Okay. We all say, man, if we ever had the chance to do this, maybe we would in an example like this. And we've talked about this before. So one of us, let's say me, okay? Let's say I get a motorcycle, I get into an accident, I mess up my leg, they have to amputate it. You are allowed to request your body parts back. I don't know if it's only specific states, but I think it's most of the places in the U.S. because there are some religions that you have to be buried with your entire body. So if you're amputated, religiously, you have to be buried in all of your parts. So you can get it back if you use a religious excuse.
Wow, that sounds like the plot to like a really cool like movie where they scatter some evil entity's body parts to the five corners of the world or whatever it is, four corners of the world. You got to bring it back to unite them.
All right, we're going to write a movie. But going on this, so this happens to me. I use that excuse. I get my leg, okay? So we have a nice meaty thigh, all right? And I'm amputated, but I'm alive. I'm all good. You know, it happens. I mean, that'd suck. But it's like, there's nothing I can do. Whatever. All right, we have my leg. So now we can properly get a chef who knows how to cook meat correctly. I mean, it's not that hard to cook
meat. Wait. I might have gotten lost on something. All right, so you get into an accident. Your leg comes off.
Or it's just like it gets crushed and they have to amputate it.
It's not usable. You got to get rid of it.
Have to amputate it.
All right. So.
But it's not like infected or
when
anything.
Why are we allowed to eat it if you have to be buried with it?
So I don't have to be buried with it.
Well, you mentioned that. Why'd you mention it?
Because I'm saying that's the excuse you give to the hospital so you can get your leg.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I can get a hold of my perfectly healthy leg. And so then we get a chef to come over who really knows how to prepare some nice meat. And we make up some, I don't know, some tacos out of my human meat.
Some pork
so we
tacos.
Can try it. Would you that is an example of an ethical situation where you could do it. I wouldn't mind. I'm also trying it. It's my leg. I'm happy to let you guys try it and we all get to try human meat. No one's dead. You're not disrespecting anybody. Would you do it?
Oh, absolutely not.
No?
No.
I would.
Well, first off, you got to understand like ethically I don't think there's anything ethically good about that because
why?
Because also I think it's still illegal.
Ethic,
you can't consume human.
But there's nothing ethically
unless you're
wrong.
Like a Scientologist where you have to eat the placenta.
Yeah. But
Tom Cruise did that. He's a weirdo.
Nothing ethically wrong
with, flying jets and eating placentas.
With, okay, hold on a second.
Back is that how you get to be so rich?
Oh my god! If you just said there's nothing ethically good about it, there's nothing ethically wrong about it, just because it's illegal. It's just illegal, so they prevent cannibalism.
Well, yeah, because that's not ethically proper.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to eat.
What says who?
The law.
Screw the law. If the law says you doesn't can't it, eat an but Oreo, it come I can with, eat an Oreo.
But doesn't it come with like diseases and stuff? You're like you're able.
No,
to
it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
I don't think so.
You've really done your research.
That's actually not true. You could get like mad cow disease because mad cow disease is from cows eating cows. So maybe you could.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought so it was like just mad
human disease.
Kind of retarded.
I would do it. The reason I bring that specific example up, the reason that I'm talking about this and it right. got brought up when I was talking to this other group of people, that was something I saw online and it was a group of friends. They did exactly that. They had all talked about if there was ever a chance that they could all try it. They would. One of them got into a motorcycle accident, had to amputate a body part, and they all made like tacos and ate it. I'd do it. Why not? There's nothing wrong. As long as I knew for a fact, which I don't yet have to do more research, as long as I knew for a fact that there's not like some crazy disease I could get. If I get like regular food poisoning.
As long as you know you'll be healthy afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. But ethically. Wow. Why not?
I don't know. I think in that, maybe it's the situation
there,
I don't
if
like.
If it was you, and it was your leg, and you were trying it too, I'd be like, I don't feel bad about this, because if you were, dude, if you died, and if you fell out your two-story window at 1 year old, and I cooked up your little baby corpse and ate that, I'd feel pretty bad about it. But you're here. You're alive.
Listen, I just want, for the record, I did not bring up eating babies. Like evil Tyler Gillette. No, I, look, maybe it's the situation. Like, if you would have given me the stranded on a desert island, and one of us dies.
That's why I don't want to give you that.
See, that would make more sense. Like, because I mean,
right.
I mean, I might not still.
The whole question is, would you want to try it if you could do it in a space?
No, I wouldn't want to. I don't know.
I would.
I have no interest in any Jeffrey Dahmer style.
Oh, come on. Don't make me sound bad. I'm not trying to eat people.
Listen,
just
listen,
eat
Tyler.
People.
I just want to take some photos.
All right, so Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Can you tell me why this is the conspiracy theory?
It's just because, all right, so in the filming, and you can kind of narrow it down. I mean, obviously, it's a musical. There's musical things that happen outside of them being in the factory, which kind of does not support the theory.
Yeah.
But the fact that every time something happens, there is some randomly articulated song from these little workers.
Yeah.
That
like this has happened before.
That is like very specific. So there's that. Also, there's the scene where they go into the little tunnel.
Yeah,
and I mean, again, it's just because it's written. There is the perfect amount of seats for all those people, minus Augustus Gloop, who just got shoved into a tube and shot out the roof, which that kid is clearly dead. Because that, I don't know where the tube went, but I'm only assuming that it went up into the sky, which I don't know if you've ever seen how many people survive free fall at terminal velocity, but it's not a lot. You're looking that up right now, aren't you?
I might be looking this up.
Anyways, so you look that up. I'll continue talking. So yeah, afterwards, there is the perfect amount of chairs for those people that are left on this boat. And so they go into this tunnel, right? And that scene itself is so bizarre, even for the, what is it, 70s that was made? Even for the 70s, them trying to do something creepy or whatever, that was nightmare fuel for a child.
Dude, parts of that movie scared me for sure.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you what's in all those little clips that they start flashing on the screen and stuff when they're going through that, and he's like, don't know which way we're going. Nightmare fuel. So that guy definitely
scary,
eats children.
So yeah, I'm looking on Reddit, and it was like, Willy Wonka planned to murder all the golden ticket winners, and saying that like he hates children, and he warns them before. It's all things that kids want, but they know they can't have, because he warns them, and that justifies.
He warns them in, like, the worst way to warn
That's
somebody.
That's what justifies the murder in his mind, because he's not killing the children. They're killing themselves by choosing to break the rules.
Yep. He's like, oh, wait, stop. Huh.
Yeah.
Take some pictures. That's what he's doing. All right.
There's, like, this whole long Reddit post about this, which
yeah.
I'm not going to get into.
And again, I'm not trying to, like, make this a super deep conversation.
I rate that conspiracy theory a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Because it just makes sense. Like, if it's
wow,
like,
with 10 being the worst, that's...
Well, yeah, with 10, well, because I'd eat somebody too, so... If, no, but
hey,
because,
man, you need a Snickers.
No, because it's not... I feel like it's not like a crazy conspiracy because, again, like you said, it was kind of creepy, so it makes sense. If you come up... If one of these you come up with or that you say is like... Yo, I never thought of that, and it makes so much sense. Then we got a 10, just on a conspiracy level, not the worst or best, you know.
All right, we'll get into this next one. By the way, did you say you want to do more of these later?
Yeah, we need to do a whole episode.
All right,
this.
I'll do two more. Okay. All right, so the next one is I looked this one up, and this makes a lot more sense to me, and it's kind of silly as well. So we're all aware, episode one, Phantom Menace. There's a little Easter egg for a little alien from another movie series from Steven Spielberg.
E.T.?
E.T. Right.
Is this not a conspiracy? Is this?
It's
just
not a conspiracy theory.
An Easter egg?
That's an Easter egg. But does that not make so much sense that it being a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away that now they're on Earth, present day. Present day being when that movie was made.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, there's an alien from outer space, from somewhere far, far away.
So you're saying that E.T. and Star Wars is canon. It's one universe.
Yes. I mean, think about it. He can use the Force. He does Force healing. He's sensing emotions from Elliot.
Okay.
Making. And I mean, everyone always says this. Why can't Jedis just lift something and then get on the thing that they're lifting? Like a bicycle. And then he sees, on Halloween, he sees a little person dressed up as Yoda, which is...
Wait, he does?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so they're like trick-or-treating. He's a ghost, right? He's got the
towel
over.
Dude, I haven't seen E.T. in so
long.
Oh,
dude. You got to watch it. And you got to try to find the ones that aren't re-edited where they take the guns out of officers' hands and replace them with walkie-talkies.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They
That's
do that.
Crazy.
They replace them with walkie-talkies. Why? And then they have this one finger out that was on the trigger just out from the walkie-talkie, like they're doing a pinky out thing, sipping tea.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's a real thing, I think. I think. Yeah, yeah, it is. Well, I remember
your
looking
own
out
conspiracy.
At it. It's my own conspiracy. I'm going crazy. Anyways, yeah. They're trick-or-treating. He sees a little kid dressed up as Yoda. He looks at him, and he's going, oh, and he like freaks out because he's like seeing Yoda. And it's like, oh, he sees someone he knows.
Okay, you're making it, that one, that part made it better. Okay. I mean, I could buy it. The reason I was like, that one's not a great conspiracy just because it's like, okay, aliens, Star Wars, you can make those want to connect if you want to.
He's got all the powers of a Jedi.
Yeah, but it's like, give me something more outlandish that I was like, oh, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, yeah, it makes sense, aliens. But because of the Yoda thing, I'm going to give it a... What I get the last one, a 7 out of 10?
Yeah, 10's being the best, right? 10's like, that's definitely true.
And I never thought of it, and it's crazy, and it's like, so I'll give that one a 7.5. It's definitely higher than the other one, by a
really?
Little bit.
Yeah. Wow.
We're getting
okay,
up there, we're getting
okay,
better.
Okay.
You got one more shot, bro.
This one is...
Gotta try to break the 8.
I guess it's film related, because there's movies about it. Batman. All right. Okay. The theory is, and this one is the one that I kind of was like, I wonder if this is true. And then... I looked into it and yeah, people have thought about it before, apparently. 50 years since he's been created. That he is actually not a superhero.
Yeah, he doesn't have superpowers, so he's not a superhero.
He's not a hero. Let's go with that. All right, let's get real literal. He is not a good guy. He is not even sane, okay. Which is, that's also debatable. He's just the other side to Joker. That's a thing. He is an Arkham inmate who's escaped and is just insane and all this is in his head. And he's just beating up random people because he's crazy and thinks that they're bad guys.
I need proof, though, of this conspiracy. That's what's
no, it's just
it
an
good.
Idea.
Come on. If you got a conspiracy theory, you need, like, reasons. You know what I mean?
Reasons?
Yeah. That's like when people talk about, like, we're getting dark here. Like, the 9/11 conspiracy is just like, oh, how the buildings fell, the fact that, like, the airplane crashed into the Pentagon right in the place where the files were. All
right.
When all this like money went out like to like the...
Tell me this.
It's like crazy. Like, why does that line up so well kind of thing? And it could just be coincidence.
All right.
That's what I need here.
So that's a theory.
Yep.
not a conspiracy theory? Or is it just an idea?
I still think it's a conspiracy theory. It's not a very well fleshed out conspiracy theory.
Because, I mean,
to make me interested in it, I got to be like, wait.
What are the odds that also a billionaire would also be able to have the time to run a $1 billion company, organization, save face, be in press conferences?
That's the only time that you'd have.
Wait.
When you have that kind of money.
Yes. All right. And then you're doing all this stuff. And then also, you don't sleep at night. And you just beat. You do what he does as Batman.
I don't know. The new Batman movie that we were talking about does a
better makes more sense because they
never
explain
see him
it. But I mean, like, if you look in the comic books, cartoons, whatever, like, if you want to see it, it's always like Bruce Wayne is the most handsome multi-billionaire, whatever, playboy, philanthropist, not in a metal suit.
Sure.
And
I like the idea of it, but you need to be like,
there's
show me
no
stuff
way.
And then I go...
I'm just saying
wait,
he
that
can't.
Lines up. That makes sense.
I'm just saying he can't do Bruce Wayne and Batman at the same time, and it makes sense.
Okay.
A little far fetched. I'm guessing this is a really low.
That's a low. That's like a 3.
Oh, dang, man. All right, then let me bring it home with something else.
I'm trying to see if I can find one because I've heard some pretty crazy ones. There's this these people on Instagram that will upload. Conspiracy, like film theories, like they're all about it. So when we do our episode,
you want me to do one on Back to the Future?
Sure, if you have one.
I have one on Back to the Future.
Okay.
Doc Brown being a considered kook, failed scientist, and having the only friend of a high schooler was so depressed and by his lack of achievement. In his reclusivity, on the night that he showed Marty his time machine, was actually planning to kill himself and didn't think it would actually work.
Well, how was he going to... What, you thought the car was going to explode?
He throws the dog in the car, and he whips out the remote control, and he says, hey, when this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit. Drives straight at himself. And Marty.
Wait, Oh.
The DeLorean is going right for him. Think about it. He just did a nuclear arms deal, failed nuclear arms deal with some terrorists.
Yeah.
He had nowhere else to go.
Why didn't he just let the terrorists kill him then?
He wanted to go on his own terms. What are you talking about?
So I can't, again, I'm going to look at these people's, Instagram cause they have some very interesting theories to get some of mine. But one of them, which I don't think this one has a lot of,
man, I thought you'd have more to say about that one
to stand on is one that I just saw where they were saying that, Monsters, Inc. and The Incredibles are connected, because
I have the written down.
Do you really?
Well, it's the Pixar universe.
That's a huge theory, and people have gone on that for a long time. But this one specifically, that Boo from Monsters, Inc. Is Violet from The Incredibles.
Really?
Because in Monsters, Inc., every time that Sully, the big monster or whatever, is looking for her, she's always like he's like opening up stalls in the bathroom trying to find her.
She can't be
found. She always disappears and then appears behind him.
Right.
So she's like disappearing and reappearing. And she has like the same hair color and all that, and that... And the other part of the theory is that, like, he's not, that she's not as scared of him because her dad, like Sully the big monster,
was a
because
big
her dad
muscle man.
Is a giant muscle man and has seen some crazy stuff in her life because she's a superhero. So she's not that frightened because she's seen crazy villains and all this stuff.
You know, when I was looking at the Pixar one about them all being connected, I actually saw that it was saying that Brave, have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Is actually. In a dystopian future.
Hmm.
And that Boo is the old witch. That part I don't understand. I don't know where they connect that. So I thought it was a little... But in the witch's little hut, you see a little carving of Sully.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, there's a few different Easter eggs.
And that's what her big connection... Carvings. Yeah, it's like what her... connection with
Did
bears
you know
and stuff.
That the Pizza Planet truck shows up in every single Pixar movie except for one.
I know which one you're
the
talking
Pizza
about.
The Pizza Planet truck is one of the carvings in The Witch's Place, too.
Oh, it doesn't show up in The Good Dinosaur, either.
Are you sure?
Because the...
It's Pizza Planet and the other thing that shows... Well, it takes like place in non...
Pretty sure it shows up.
Ooh, I'm about to be proven wrong. I've also never seen this
movie.
Because
as far as I know, it shows up in every... Yep, there it is.
What?
It shows up in every single...
As far as I know about that movie, it only takes place in like Jurassic, whatever.
There's some sort of asteroid field at some point in the movie, and it is floating amongst the asteroid field.
Is it really?
Yep.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's hidden in every single Pixar movie except for one. Can you guess which one Pixar movie the Pizza Planet truck is not in?
Which?
I'll give you three guesses.
Pixar movie?
Yep. Has to be a Disney Pixar movie. Do you even know all the Pixar
movies? I'm going to either say it's A Bug's Life.
That's one guess. I'm not going to tell you whether they're right or wrong. You just got to guess.
I know.
Three.
I'm giving three. All right. So there's A Bug's Life. There is, golly, I want to say Ratatouille, but I don't know. All right. We'll throw up Ratatouille.
Got one more.
Oh gosh. I guess in Lightyear.
Nope. None of those.
Dang.
We've talked about it a lot already. The Incredibles.
Is it really not in that movie?
Not in The Incredibles.
See, I would think that is like a perfect
movie
for it to be in. Is it in the sequel?
Yeah. It's not in the first Incredibles movie. And I've seen so much behind the scenes stuff of The Incredibles. And Brad Bird, the director of The Incredibles, his excuse was, I forgot. Oh, he just forgot to put it in.
I hate it when that
put
happens.
It in every single movie.
Man, that's like a staple of like continuity for Easter eggs.
I know. I'm actually very
it's
upset
like
about it.
When you're writing the movie, it's like, okay, this has got to be a thing that we
you know what car
need.
Does show up in that though? They don't have the Pizza Planet
Dinoco.
Truck, but they have Doc Hudson from Cars. The old one, the racer.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
See my reasoning behind the good dinosaur was because obviously it's
right,
not taking place in.
That's why you would think Brave too, except you already knew that one. But like, if you didn't know about that,
yeah, but I told you, it's just like, so okay, so Dinoco is something that happens throughout a couple of the movies. So yeah. I'm like, well, maybe they'll. I know they do like some kind of nod to that
in the first Toy Story, the gas station they go to where Buzz and Woody are underneath the Pizza Planet truck, mm-hmm. and that's when he goes, "You are a." Toy.
Oh yeah.
They're at the Dinoco gas station,
right?
And Dinoco is the sponsor of the blue car in Cars. The King Racer, who always beats Lightning McQueen. But yeah,
ka-chow.
Lots of movie conspiracies that we will do a full episode on. Hey, maybe it'll be the next one. Maybe can jump in on that.
That'd be cool. I like them because I just like
they're fun, man.
It's fun. It's like why? Fun. I would have never even thought of that. Or it's like,
and even the ones that don't have good like. Evidence, we got to create our own good evidence for.
Like Batman just beating the crap out of random people.
I like it. I just don't have a lot of evidence for it. So find some evidence and come back to me.
It's not impossible.
No, it's not. It's totally possible.
It's totally as possible, just as possible as the earth is flat.
It could be. It could be, ladies and gentlemen. But that's that. And that's been movies, brother. We've talked about movies, so... I think it's probably about time to wrap this one up. We've been going for like an hour 40.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
I thought we were going longer than that.
Nah. But that was good. That was a good episode to kind of get to relaunch, you know, get us back.
Dude,
in
it
the
was
groove.
So fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back at you guys. Don't you worry. These episodes are going to come out, if not weekly, probably bi-weekly. We're going to try to get at least two out a month, at least.
No, I think that's reasonable. I don't.
For sure.
I think doing it that way, you won't get overdone. You won't get burnt out. You won't.
And I think especially when we have new movies coming out, like Black Panther's coming out soon.
Dude.
We're going to do an episode on that.
Yeah. Are you going to wait till, I know you have a early screening of it.
Yeah, luckily I get to go to the Atlanta premiere of it, but it's only,
It's
only 2 days before it comes out.
Yeah.
So we can wait and we can do it with me, you and Nate.
Are you going to want to see that twice?
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Cool.
Even if I don't like it for some reason, I'll watch it again just for movie review.
I think that's good just because you'll be able to pick up so many more things.
Yeah.
You didn't the first time around.
Man, if I could get you in, though, if I could get you in to that pre-screening, then we could... I haven't really talked about this a ton, but I've been able to see some movies before they come out. which has been a fantastic connection that I've made over this past year. I've been very blessed to get contacted anytime there's new movies coming out and see them a few days early, sometimes a week early. And if we can do that on this podcast, it'd be great to do a like non-spoiler review before it even comes out.
No, I think that's good. And we don't even have to do a full podcast on it, just making a segment.
It could be like
segment.
A 10-15 minute like quick non-spoiler review of what we thought of it and what to expect and stuff like that. But don't know if we'll have time. Probably won't have time to do that with Black Panther, and I'd rather just do it with the three of us anyways if we can get all of us. So until then, because that might actually be the next episode because it's coming out pretty soon. We'll see. Whatever the next episode is, we'll see you there, guys.
Give us a like. Give us a follow.
Yes, please do. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts.
Support your boys. Come on.
Support the boys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.